family. You're listening to Gay After 30, your weekly queer podcast for all things gay and grown. I'm your host, Key, aka your favorite gay auntie, and I'm excited you stopped by. At Gay After 30, we discuss all things that matter to gay grown-ups, from finance, to wellness, to relationships, and everything in between. Come join the family, and because this podcast is all about you, send us your questions and discussion suggestions at gayafter30@gmail.com. This podcast is available on all major streaming platforms. Don't forget to rate and subscribe. I look forward to hearing from you. Hi, family. Welcome back to Gay After 30, your podcast for all things gay and grown. I'm your host, Key Tobar. Super excited to be back speaking with you all again. I know it's been a while, but a lot has been going on, so I hope that you bear with me. But I'm excited to come back and speak with you about the topic we're going to discuss today. First and foremost, happy Pride. I know that a lot of you are just really going out there and wilding out right now. We didn't get Pride last year. And I hope that you're vaxxed and waxed before you go back out there. But I'm excited about the possibilities of Pride for us this year. I know that for many folks, Pride is just one of the most joyous times of the year. So I'm really happy that maybe this year, if you, you did your vaccines and your state's open, that we're able to celebrate amongst each other again and have that camaraderie, because I know it's been a tough year for a lot of folks. So, you know, ain't nothing wrong with a little party. And actually, that is what's going to be the discussion today, actually, is about, I think I want to talk about Pride. I know that I couldn't let this month go by without talking to the fam. And just putting some thoughts out there. But before we get to that, we're going to go to the segment of what we're most grateful for, because we always want to ground our existence, our presence, in gratefulness. So the thing that I am most grateful for right now is vaccines. I really am. I mean, you don't realize how much you depend on human interaction. I'm an introverted person. I'm usually at the crib chilling by myself. But even I went to an independent movie screening last night. And while it was a little strange that people were so close and we were in a closed space, you know, I really, really enjoyed it. And if you get a chance, go watch Summer of Soul. Questlove put out the documentary about a series of soul concerts that happened at Morris Park in Harlem that had like 50,000 folks. It was kind of being looked at as like the Black Woodstock. I hate actually using that, but it was an amazing series of performances that had Nina Simone and Sly and the Family Soul and Fifth Dimension and Little Stevie Wonder and Gladys and the Pips and just a variety of folks, the Staple Singers. Great documentary, go watch that. But anyways, while I was there, I was just so excited because like I hadn't been able to go physically to a film festival in a while, and I really enjoy film festivals. So the thing that I'm grateful for right now is vaccine. Shout out to the vaccine. I don't know. You know, I'm not trying to push the propaganda on people. You know what's best for your body. But I know that it seems as if the vaccine is going to free me for the summer. So I'm most grateful for the vaccine. And for the next segment, we're going to discuss, it's called Put You On, where I put you on the latest music that I'm listening to. So there's been a variety of like really good jams that have come out, but I think I'm going to go with Adeline and Camus and Masego's I'm clanking out on the word. I think it's called Mango. Not sure. I think that's what it's called. But it's definitely a jam. And I love to see a sister on the bass. So if you're looking for just a cool vibey joint, that's a jam. It has Masego on there playing the sax. Come on now. Come on now. And I think he has a verse. So, you know. Don't say I never gave you nothing. All right. And so we can get to the topic at hand. So with Pride Month being this month, I've been seeing a lot of different posts, and I was just trying to think through, like, you know, what expression that I wanted to say for this Pride Month. And what's really been on my heart, I've been reading this book, You Are Your Best Thing, Brené Brown and Tarana Burke. And it's been talking about shame and shame resilience. And I think it's a wonderful book. But I was thinking about it as it relates to pride and my journey with pride, right? And so it brought me back to my book, which is right here. I Survive by Keith Tobar. You can find it on Amazon, but I prefer you find it at gayafter30.com, which is my own website. Anyhow, in the book, not to give spoilers, but I think the book has enough juicy details that it's still a great read. In the book, it's talking about my journey of self-discovery and self-acceptance. From being a young tot to being to graduating college, and it's about me kind of finding myself and being okay with who I found, I guess. And so at the end of the book, after having a struggle with acceptance, both internal and external, I finally am out. I have a girlfriend, and it kind of is like, you know, and Key Lives Happily Ever After. And I think that with Pride and Pride Month, we often glamorize and really focus on the happily ever after. Everybody's putting on their, everybody's their most confident, most accepting, most embracing of themselves. And I think that's a beautiful thing. But I also think that it gives a imperfect view of the reality for many of us. I'm not going to say for all of us. So maybe everyone, like, once they came out or whatever, it was just great things from then. And they were just confident and cool and embracing and accepting of themselves all the time in all spaces, you know. But that's not been my journey. And I know it's not been the journey of a lot of folks that I'm around. So this is a story that I've never told anyone, but I'm going to share it because I think it's important to share the journey. While Pride is a time where we, again, really are our most brave selves, we're celebrating our bravery, really are out here showing the people that we're queer and gay and trans and non-binary and, you know, ourselves, and we're here to stay, and it's our most bravado, right? It's our most, you know, loving, affirming selves, right, that we put forth on during Pride. But you know, that is not the everyday reality for a lot of folks. And I think the one thing, if you take nothing else from this topic of this conversation, the one thing that I want to really share or put out there is that pride is not linear and neither is shame. And reading Renee and Tarana's book, You Are Your Best Thing, it really, that thought resonated with me, that shame isn't linear. And one of the things that I was most ashamed about was my identity as queer. And so I want to just kind of ground that. So when I graduated college, I had a girlfriend, very serious girlfriend. So the year that I moved to DC to go to law school, so I immediately moved the summer before law school began to DC, right? So I graduated college and immediately moved to DC. And in the book, it basically makes it seem like I graduate college, I'm out, I have a girlfriend, I'm super accepting of myself, like super confident, like I live happily ever after. And then I go and I move to DC, and I'm looking forward to it because I've been told that DC is like gay wonderland, right? And so now I get to quote unquote move up north, which I wouldn't quite call, that's how off whack I was. I wouldn't call DC north, but in my mind, I'm moving up north. I'm moving to freedom. All right. I'm going to be able to be gay. It's going to be so great and so amazing. It's only going to like really help my self-confidence and self-esteem. I'm really going to blossom there. Right. And to an extent that is a reality, but it's not the full and complete story. So when I moved to DC, my girlfriend, which was living in Milwaukee at the time, would come and visit me. And when I got to DC, there are parts of DC that kind of really reminds me of the South, right? And I was working at a firm actually that summer, and there were parts of the DC culture, professional culture, that was kind of constraining, especially for someone who was not really deeply rooted in their confidence and embracing who they fully were. So I assimilated a lot. And also I was kind of going through some things at home with my family. And, you know, while it was true that I was confident when I left college and I was fully embracing of myself, it's really important to understand that embracing yourself and really walking in your truth is a day-to-day journey, right? Some days you really feel like you love yourself and you've really come so far, and some days you feel like you're back at square one and you're questioning it all. And for me at that time, undoing 22, 23 years of socialization that said that I was going to hell because I was gay, that wasn't going to change in a month or even a year. That again, that's a day-to-day thing of kind of unearthing those socializations within myself and reprogramming myself, right? And so I broke up with my girlfriend that summer during one of my bouts where I was just like, I can't. I've worked so hard. It's like, I can't. The only thing that's wrong with me still is that I'm gay. And I was still processing that. I went into a situation or, you know, an environment that I thought was just going to be, help me to be, embrace myself even more. And what happened is that the environment and the parts in me that I had not reprogrammed were like really manifested itself in making me want to go back in the closet and making me more unsure about myself. It wasn't that I was unsure about my sexuality. I knew my sexuality. I knew that I was gay, but I just could not fight that feeling on, you know, particular days that I was, that there was something wrong about me, right? And that this was wrong, and that I'd be maybe the perfect child, or I'd be, you know, the perfect role model if I just didn't have this piece about me, right? The story that I had of coming from where I come from and what I was able to do with my life would be a bit more perfect if I wasn't queer, right? It kind of just, I still had that thought deep inside me that my queerness was putting a strain or a stain on me. And I know people look at me now and I'm so secure with myself and so comfortable with myself, and they think, you know, Key's just always been so confident and you know, but that's just not the reality of it, right? There's still times where I'm navigating my identity in new professional spaces or navigating my identity when I go back home to my great grandma. There's still times where I have to be intentional with myself and ensure that I show up as my full self. And that's not an easy, like, that's not an easy work, right? It's not, you know, I fully, you know, believe that I embrace myself and am accepting of myself. But there's a reality that we live in the world, and the world has consequences for those who have identities like mine, right? And so there's sometimes where I'm just trying to, like, navigate whether I want to deal with those consequences. And, you know, and I convince myself that it's not about, like, me not accepting myself or not having pride, but it's about me navigating those consequences. But we have to remember that you don't have to navigate your identity. You are enough. You are enough. How you show up is enough. And I don't have to dim pieces of me to be in any space. And if I do, I shouldn't be in that space. That space is not worth me dimming myself, right? But that's where I am now. But again, I want to say that that's a day-to-day thing. That's a day-to-day thing, getting to that. And I just really, you know, while we celebrate pride, it's extremely important to be proud of who you are. I just want to again say that it's a journey. And and pride and shame is not linear, right? You get rid of shame today, it may pop up tomorrow in some other place that you unearth. And I don't want you to beat up on yourself because you see around in pride and everybody's talking about how they're just so happy and so at peace with themselves, and you're still struggling. You know that the struggle doesn't last always, or it doesn't last to the degree, you know. And know that eventually you can come out on the other side of that, but it's a journey. None of it's linear. You may lose partners, you may lose yourself sometimes, but as long as you stay on your path and know that you are deserving of existing in this world as your full self, you'll get to where you need to be. So that's what I wanted to say. Again, I think my book is a really good, especially if you have younger folks who, you know, are kind of like battling with their sexuality or with acceptance of themselves, period. I Survived. I really think it's a good coming of age story. And deals with a lot of those things. But anyway, I want to say happy pride to everyone. Be safe. Have a great time. You are. Thank you for listening to Gay After 30. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, please feel free to subscribe and to like both on Spotify, on Anchor, on Apple Podcast, and also you can find us on Instagram at gayafter30, the number 30, and you can also find us at www.gayafter30.com.